every man-made religion is made of man. And so what we just lovingly do is we call people to come out of the culture. So this is the entertainment. See, there's only two kingdoms. The kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of Satan. Entertainment, flesh, this is his world. So God's people don't come here to entertain themselves. They come here to preach, or they avoid it. We live in the world, but we're not of it. And so what I like to encourage people is, and then test their religious system. You know, if people are keeping Christmas and Easter, these are pagan holidays. Good Friday is a lie. If they're part of the culture in all of the cultural ways, whether it be politics, movies, sports, dress, entertainment, none of this is of God. God calls us out to be separate, to be holy, to live for the kingdom of God with all that we are.
Yeah. Are you King James based?
I use a King James, but King James has some issues.
King James only.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a lie. I've got articles on that. Look at my website, don'tperish.com. Go to my teaching blog. I've got an article on King James only.
God said he'd preserve his word for this generation and forever.
It's not the King James Bible, though. Not alone. God's word is preserved.
Right.
The King James uses the word Easter.
Right.
And that's a lie.
It uses it as a pagan holiday.
That's a lie. It was not even a pagan holiday then. It should be Pashat, Passover. Everywhere else that word is translated, it should be Passover. And then let me help you with King James only. That's a cult idea that came along in the 50s. A guy wrote a book. It came along in the 50s. Go read an original 1611 King James Bible preface. Do you know what it says?
It says, "Don't change my word, not even a jot or a tittle."
The guys that translated it said, "We are only seeking to translate a better English Bible." They did not have any ideas that they were doing a new Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God. They were just translating. The Holy Spirit-inspired Word happened in Hebrew and in Greek. All they did in 1611 was transferred into English. And the King James needs help. Ready? 2 Timothy 2:9. 2 Timothy 2:9 says this, ready? That women should dress in modest apparel. Now, you look like you're about my age. I'm 60. Okay. All right. Hey, we're close. Has the dress in the culture changed since you've been around? Okay, so modest apparel. Terrible translation. Go look at the Greek. You know what it actually says in the Bible? So if you just read King James, you go, well, modest. I'll be modest with this culture. Pretty soon people are just going to be spray painting their bodies. And they're going to go, well, I got paint on. I'm modest. It actually says in the King James Bible, neat, orderly robes. That's what apparel means, robes. You see how the King James needs help? It needs help. It's not a flawless translation, but it's a good translation.
I'm not going to question God's word.
His word was given in Greek and Hebrew.
That's right.
Right, but, so question the King James to the Greek and Hebrew.
A king bring it into the world.
King James was a drunk and a sodomite.
God still used the king.
So what I'm telling you is I use the King James, but King James only. Look up my article, and the Baptist faith came along in the 1620s. I would lovingly, as my neighbor, call you out of that. There's going to be no, ready? I'm going to blow your mind here, ready? There's going to be no Baptists in heaven. No Roman Catholics in heaven. No, yeah, only blood-bought true holy saints, which means we don't need that label, that title. We come out of that. We come out of that. So you must repent and come out of that. Test yourself to the Word of God. We have a 10-point test on our website for free. We don't take people's money, unlike all the religious systems that want everybody's money. I don't want your money. I want you to open the Scriptures, open King James, but look at the Greek and the Hebrew, and you'll see he's right. That word Pashak should be Passover, not Easter.
But you got a guy named Eugene Ida, who was a missionary to South America, who got into Bible translation, and he took the, if you go from 1949 upwards, Hebrew has been changed in order for it to align with the NIV, which is
Don't hear me defending the NIV or a message or none of those. And again, King James Bible, I will use it, but I will look at the Greek and the Hebrew, and that's how we know the full truth. That's how God gave
Hebrew
it.
Hebrew prior to 49.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we know the truth, and I know it's not the King James Bible. And so I would just test you to go a lot deeper. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. Not one Bible verse says that. Ready? This one will blow your mind. Preach. You know what it means in Greek?
There you go. You got it. Come on.
You need to study. You know what it means in Greek? It ain't a guy in a wooden box on Sunday. I'm living out right now what the word means. Public crier. Jesus was a street preacher. Paul was a street preacher. John the Baptist, street preacher. Have you noticed, though, that you said yours goes out and preaches, but a lot of them have resulted to...
We are the church.
Yeah, but they've resulted to the public, the private... Sunday church system, and the, yeah, what was the name of your church?
Branson Baptist.
Branson Baptist. I'm going to look it up.
We are King James only. Yeah. Sing the old hymns.
Well, we already refuted
we
that.
We don't have a rock band.
We already refuted that.
We're
that's
not
good.
Into entertainment.
That's good. All they did in the New Testament was sung a cappella. They didn't even use pianos.
Right.
If you use
there's
a piano.
There's nothing against pianos.
Well, the Roman Catholics are the one that brought the piano in. There was no intro music in the New Testament. If you want to be pure.
Roman Catholics also brought in all this charismatic.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the charismatic stuff is craziness, yeah. But a cappella singing was the standard. Paul said, keep the traditions I've handed down, 2 Thess 2:15. So as soon as you leave that and you're doing any other traditions, then you're not following what Christ ordained. So that's what we teach at our website. We call people of the world, we call people of religion out, and we couldn't unite to the Baptist faith for those things.
Well, you were right when you were coming down the road there and saying that today's churches are conforming to man's tradition. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
To the worst degree.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree. You're doing a great job.
You got my website, Test Yourself. I'd love to hear more from you.
Thank you.
Email me sometime. We love you. Lifting up Jesus Christ today. Don't rely on man-made religion. Don't rely on the ways of this culture and this world. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God while he may be found.